Ladies and gentlemen, this is a secret. This is a secret podcast, a very special podcast. This is Big Splash WrestleCast's SummerSlam preview podcast. Hooray!
Hurrah!
All right, everybody. We promised it would happen, and it's happening. This is Big Splash WrestleCast's SummerSlam preview.
Yes.
SummerSlam is this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It is Sunday. It's going to be...
In Hollywood. Bright lights in the big city.
Los Angeles,
yes.
As they say.
Yes. If they don't know how to pronounce
right.
Their G's.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
All right. So, excuse me. We have a pretty good event.
We do. We don't have all the matches yet.
No, we don't.
But we can speculate.
Yeah, we could speculate that there's going to be, you know, an added match there from tonight's SmackDown. Tonight's SmackDown, or Friday's SmackDown, depending on when you're listening to this, we crowned a new IC champion.
Yes.
The
former dashing one, Cody Rhodes.
The former dashing one, the now dashed one.
Yes.
Cody Rhodes is the new IC champion.
Mm-hmm.
So we may see a rematch at SummerSlam. I wouldn't be surprised if that would open the card, actually.
Could be.
Give us, give us 8 minutes of wrestling.
Yes.
So we have that. Other matches announced so far? Let me see if I can pull up my list.
Well, it's going to be announced very shortly.
Uh-huh.
We have Wade Barrett versus Daniel Bryan.
Yes. Wade Barrett, Daniel Bryan, it's about time this has happened.
Yes.
We've been waiting for this for a while.
Yes, especially since the last time they probably faced each other was back in NXT Season 1.
Right.
So it's been a while. And you know what? I think this would be a very good match.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's going to be at least maybe a 10-minute match, maybe 12, give or take.
Okay.
And personally, I think...
Well, don't go into predictions yet.
Okay.
No predictions yet.
All right.
Okay. We're gonna come back to that in a little bit.
No problem.
We have Sheamus versus Mark Henry, Monster versus Monster.
Yep.
I've already said that I think it's going to end, you know, with the two of them just beating the crap out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it will end in a contest, but I think the match they will still feud. I say it's probably going to be a 6-minute match, maybe 8. I mean, if it goes longer than that, I'm going to be very interested in seeing how they can extend it into like a 10-minute match.
We have a WWE Divas title match.
Yes. Yes, we do. 5 minutes.
Every pay-per-view needs a bathroom break.
Yes, it does.
They don't do intermissions on pay-per-views.
No, they don't.
Intermissions are known as Divas matches.
Yes.
We have Kelly Kelly, who is our champion. I use that term very loosely. And that's a double entendre, if you see what I was doing there.
Okay.
Against Beth Phoenix.
Mm.
So, hooray.
Hooray. If you happen to perchance record the pay-per-view, this will be the point in the program where you skip through it.
Right.
And,
okay, moving
it.
On. No holds barred match for the World's Heavyweight Championship.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to this match.
Yes, I think this is going to be a pretty long match. You know, I'm going to be honest. I think this may start the show.
Okay.
I think this may start the show. About a good 20-minute match. You know, I think this may start the show, and I think this may be one of those, like, spoiler matches that, like, this was actually a very good match.
Okay. We have Christian versus Randy Orton. Christian's the champion, or as Teddy Long likes to call him, Christian! For some reason, he can't say shh. He says, whatever.
Yeah.
We have for the undisputed WWE Championship.
Yes.
We have the champion, CM Punk, versus the champion, John Cena.
It's been pushed throughout the wrestling, you know, the blogs, and not only through the blogs but the spoilers, that WWE is going to give a lot of time towards this match. So if their last match was 40 minutes, don't be surprised if this may be an hour match.
Okay, that would explain the shorter card.
Yes.
And the lack of tag team titles match.
Uh-huh.
and U.S. title match.
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah, I mean, we may see a U.S. title match. We may see Ziggler versus Alex Riley. That could be a dark match. We don't know.
We don't know.
But for right now, we have we definitely have five matches on the card. We may have six. We may even have seven.
Yeah,
it is SummerSlam, after all. That's one of the big four. All right, we're going to go through predictions. We're going to start at the bottom of the card. We're going to start off with the rumored rematch between Cody Rhodes and Big Zeke Jackson, for the IC title. What are your predictions for that match?
If this match does happen and, you know, there's a rematch going on, Cody Rhodes will win. Just because, you know, they're not taking it away too quickly for Ezekiel Jackson. And that's what I predict.
Okay, I predict that you're going to see Ted DiBiase turn on Cody Rhodes and cost him the match and cost him the title.
All right.
I think you're going to see him get sick of his mentor and, you know, and do the whole protege turns on the mentor thing and to set up a program with them, because honestly, it's getting stale.
All right.
Okay. Daniel Bryan versus Wabara. Which, by the way, this match is not for a bigger purpose.
Oh, okay.
Nor a much bigger purpose.
No, it's probably not.
No.
I believe Wade Barrett will lose, and this is going to be Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan is definitely going to win this match. I think if they're going to be building up, you know, something for Wade Barrett for a much bigger purpose, it will be at the next pay-per-view, not this one.
It would be not at SummerSlam. I'm thinking Daniel Bryan is holding that Money in the Bank suitcase, so I think he needs to stay relevant. He needs to stay hot and on top. So I see him pulling out a underdog type match against Wade Barrett and making him tap in the middle of the ring. Give it about 8 minutes.
Okay.
All right. You got Sheamus versus Mark Henry. I've already said what I think. I think this is going to go to a no contest brawl in the back. They're going to break something. The rest of the card is going to happen, and there's going to be something broken, and we're going to see it throughout the whole thing. And Michael Cole's going to keep saying, "Look at the carnage left behind." JR is going to say, "My God!" And it's just going to be two guys destroying something. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a count out within 3 minutes, and then another 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes of just them brawling everywhere else. They're two monsters. They're obviously pushing them both. They're not going to end Mark Henry's push. They're not going to end Sheamus's push. So I see the two of them coming away from this as two guys that just absolutely just demolish each other.
I'm going to go the route that Mark Henry is going to win. I believe Mark Henry still needs to push. I think if Sheamus knocks him down, that I think Mark Henry won't be as relevant as he once was. But I think they still need to have Mark Henry be relevant. So I think if he knocks down Sheamus, then Sheamus can come back and still be, like, attacking him and say, "It's not over yet, fella."
Okay. That's not over yet, fella.
Yeah.
All right. WWE Divas title match. Kelly, Beth Phoenix. I think Beth Phoenix is getting the title because she's one of the divas that could wrestle, and that's what I think they're going to want. I don't think they want it on the pretty face anymore. I think they just want it on somebody that's going to actually be convincing. I could see Beth Phoenix and Natalya doing something soon. I give it to Beth Phoenix in a, you know, good 3-4 minutes.
I hope it's given to Beth Phoenix. Just because, like you mentioned, there is no women's wrestling, so maybe this will be a good point for there to be women's wrestling, but you never know. They could just let Kelly win on a roll-up.
All right. No Holds Barred. World Heavyweight Championship match. Christian and Randy Orton, they've been going at this for quite some time. What do you got as your prediction?
It ends at SummerSlam. Christian will win, and there will be no more Christian Randy Orton storyline.
I am going to agree, and I think, and this is why, Christian is one of those guys that could easily get lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
So if he loses and he has to reestablish his main event status, it's going to take him a while.
Yep. And not only that, we're going to have to go to another pay-per-view next month with it's Christian versus Randy Orton again. I'm getting a little tired of it. I think Christian will win and stop this Randy Orton storyline. Right.
Randy Orton can be relevant with or without the title.
Yep.
Excuse me, guys. I'm choking over here.
It's okay. Well, finally, we're getting into the main attraction. The big, the quite possibly, Triple H calls it the biggest match in WWE history.
It's the slam that makes SummerSlam.
Yes, and this will be it. It's John Cena versus CM Punk. Steven, all right. Now, if you're a betting man.
I'm a betting man.
You're a betting man. Okay? Who would you bet on? Okay, we're gonna go two routes here. Who would you bet on to win, but who do you want to win?
Okay, who do I want to win? Obviously, CM Punk.
Yes.
I'm a betting man, and I'm going this route. I'm seeing Triple H turning on CM Punk, and Cena doing his heel turn, selling his soul for the WWE Championship. Like we all know, he's been doing his whole career. I think it's going to become a... He made a deal with Triple H that the title belongs on somebody that's a company man that bleeds the WWE. And he's going to try and make himself out to be this martyr that he's doing this. Because he loves the WWE, he did that because he can't see the championship beyond the around the waist of a rebellious, anti-establishment, anti-WWE punk. So I think you're going to see something along the lines of when Vince took it off of Austin, in a way.
Okay, I'm going to say, now if I'm a betting man, of course I want CM Punk. And what I'm going to say is that this Sunday, it's going to still be the era of Punk. Now, here's my reasoning. I think, based on the interaction that had happened on Raw, between John Cena said and what Triple H said, John Cena told Triple H, you better call it down the middle. And Triple H said to him, I'll call it the way I feel fits right. And what I think fits right now for this company is CM Punk holding the title. So, in that case, I see Triple H turning on CM Punk, not CM Punk, on John Cena, and costing John Cena the title. Because then on Raw, we're not going to see two faces face each other. John Cena versus Rey Mysterio. That's so stupid. We're going to see CM Punk versus Rey Mysterio, which seems more logical.
Which might get the time it deserved, not like in WrestleMania where they got 4 minutes or whatever they had.
Yeah.
Was it 8 minutes? I don't know what the hell it was. Interesting turn of events there. I think Triple H came out and took over for Vince because Vince wanted to get rid of Cena. I think he knows what's right for the company. And that's why that happened, because the company knows when John Cena is the face of the company, they make money. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to follow the money, and he's going to say, it's nothing personal, Punk, it's just business. But this guy needs to be our champion. You don't sell out arenas, he does. You don't sell merchandise, he does. You don't make your own rap album, he does. You can't see me, he can. You know, I think that's. I think he's gonna follow the money. He's gonna become a. He's gonna become a Vince McMahon, with that could back up what he says, which is ultimately gonna lead to him being in the ring with Punk. I think, but. Whatever.
All right, we're gonna have to wait, but this will be a very interesting turn of events.
Okay, now that we spoke about this SummerSlam, we're gonna talk about what's your favorite SummerSlam.
My favorite SummerSlam.
What is your favorite SummerSlam?
Like, are we talking about the favorite SummerSlam match of all time, or are we talking about...
No, what is your favorite SummerSlam
like card. Pay-per-view?
Absolutely.
I think my favorite SummerSlam pay-per-view of all of them was the one with the very first ever TLC match.
Was that 2001? That was 2000?
I think it was 2001. It was the very first TLC match. I think that overall, besides just that match, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think they also had, you said that there was, I think it was Brock versus Rock.
Oh, I think that was 2003.
Yeah.
I think that was 2003.
Yeah.
That was at Nassau Coliseum, I think.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that was the first TLC. I guess it was. I thought the first one was at WrestleMania or something. I don't know. Whatever. Brock, Rock, Jericho, Hogan, I think it was.
Yeah.
Flair. It was Flair. And who the hell was it? Was it Undertaker? No. Undertaker returned to fight somebody that night. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. That was my first ever live event that I was ever at.
Mm-hmm.
So I hold it very. It was a stacked card.
Yeah.
It was stacked.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great card. I still have the program downstairs somewhere. But my favorite SummerSlam is '92.
That was with Mr. Perfect and Bret Hart.
No, that was '91.
That was '91. '92
was Bret Hart. It was in Wembley Stadium. It was a ridiculous crowd, 90-something thousand people.
Okay.
Or 70, whatever, 80-something thousand people. It was Hart and British Bulldog for the IC title as the main event. And my favorite Warrior match, Warrior and Macho Man, for the WWE Championship, where like it ended in a count out or whatever, but the drama in the match was just awesome. Those two matches are up there as one of my favorite match of two of my favorite matches ever. The fact that they're on the same card makes it an easy choice. Plus, that was the tape that I mentioned, you know, a few times that was the tape that I basically played until I broke it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very partial to it. Although the SummerSlam, I forget what year. I think it was 02 or 03. I think it was 03 because I went to 3 pay-per-views in one season.
Okay.
Excuse me. And one of those, it was SummerSlam at Nassau Coliseum,
mm-hmm.
then Survivor Series at the Garden, and then WrestleMania at the Garden.
Oh, wow.
So I think, I'm pretty sure it was the same year. It could have been, I don't know, I could have been blurring it together. I went to SummerSlam, then I went to Raw the next day. And then I went to Survivor Series.
Wow.
And that was all in the same like couple of months, because Survivor Series is like November.
Yeah.
And that was the Survivor Series that Shawn Michaels won the Elimination Chamber. It was the first ever Elimination Chamber.
Which was awesome.
It was when Triple H broke his trachea because of Rob Van Dam, you know, kneeing him in the throat and stuff of that nature. What do you think of what do you think this do you give this pay-per-view a buy, or if you couldn't pool your money together with friends, would you spend your hard-earned money on this pay-per-view?
No.
Why not?
The reason being is that there's nothing else really driving me to see it other than one match, and I don't know if one match will cost me $40.
40? Oh, you're lucky. This is one of the big four. I think that this is going to cost $55.
Oh, goodness.
I can't watch it in standard def. I have to go high def.
No, I know, but I don't think this one match will cost me $1 per minute. Like, I don't think I can spend $1 per minute on a match of this caliber.
Okay. So you think, okay.
Yeah. All
right, you think this match is going to be one-third the pay-per-view at least?
Yep. This is definitely one-third of pay-per-view. Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you had friends that came over, would it be better to pool them rather than...
It's always better to pool your money, but yeah. I think I would spend the money on the pay-per-view.
Okay.
And that's because I feel like there's four events. Well, yeah, there's three events, really, that change the complexion of the company.
Okay.
And that's Royal Rumble, WrestleMania and SummerSlam. Survivor Series, not so much anymore. Survivor Series seems to be more of a blow-off where things kind of just calm down.
It may be different this time around. You never know. I mean, they do something sometimes. With
right.
The
sometimes they do something cool. Mm-hmm. But usually it's, you know, I mean, they're going to be combining the bragging rights and now kind of thing with Survivor Series because bragging rights is no more.
Yeah.
So I would give it a buy. I think you can't go wrong spending the money on those three pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to put on great show. They're putting guys that you want to see on the show on the show. I still think you're going to see The Miz in some way at the event. So I think you're going to get your money's worth if you have to spend it all yourself. Mm. But you know. If you have friends, obviously split it. But I'm probably not going to watch it with friends. I'm probably just going to sit at home and watch it. So that is if I get off of work on time.
Yeah.
I don't know what time I'm getting off. For those of you who don't know, Mike and I work in the same we work in a restaurant together. We work at the only Outback Steakhouse in Brooklyn. So anytime we're working, it's just busy all the time.
Yeah.
We never get out early.
We never get out.
Oh, well, there's nothing to do today. You could go home. So that's that. I don't know. Are you watching it at home? Are you watching it at?
I'll be watching it over one of my friend's house on Sunday, but you know.
You're going to John's house?
Yep.
All right. He's going to John's house. That reminds me. I think we should call John.
Call John?
I think you should call John.
Right.
I think you should call John, put him on speakerphone, and see what he predicts for SummerSlam.
Well, let's see if we can get him.
Let's see if we can get him on the phone. We're not going to have any dead air here. So I'm going to continue to talk. For those of you who don't know John, which is probably most of you, I know John a very long time. Mike knows John a very long time. Mike used to do The Cool Side of the Pillow, which is a college radio show with John. John is a very good dude. He loves wrestling. They watch it together all the time. And he has a good mind. He helped us out with going from the first episode to the second. Gave us a lot of pointers. Gave us a lot of advice. It looks like we may have him. Let's see. We're gonna. Mike is asking him. I guess. Does he want to participate? He's asking if he wants to participate. We're trying to get him on the phone here. Let's see. Michael Capizzo has left the room. He's left the room. Oh, Capizzo is coming back. Okay. He seems to be asking what we want him to do. Come on, just put him on speakerphone and tell him to stop crying.
Here, hang on one sec. Hang on one sec, John. John. Yeah, you're on.
All right. You're on the Big Splash WrestleCast. How you doing, John?
I'm all right. How's everything?
Everything's fantastic. I don't know how well this is going to pick you up, but let's see. Say something. Say my name is Alberto Del Rio.
Why? My name is what?
Okay. Well, it's picking you up. That's fine.
Okay.
So we want to get your opinion. I know you're a big wrestling fan. We want to get your opinion on what your predictions are for SummerSlam. We're going to give you the five matches plus one rumored match, and you're just going to give us a quick prediction and why. All right. There's a rumor that we might see Cody Rhodes versus Big Zeke Jackson. What's your prediction for that match?
Cody Rhodes is going to retain.
He's going to retain?
Yeah, I think he's going to retain. I reached the title. Yeah, he's going to retain. He just won it. Bobby loses it right away.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a logical explanation.
Yeah. I mean that to me it makes sense.
Okay. Daniel Bryan versus Wade Barrett.
Wade Barrett should win because he's the best.
Oh, okay. Wade Barrett should win because he's the best. Okay.
Right. He probably will win.
Okay. Sheamus versus Mark Henry. Mark Henry to keep the feud going. Okay.
Yeah.
Divas title match. Kelly, Beth Phoenix.
I think Beth Phoenix is going to win. Because I can't figure out whether whether she's a face or a heel yet. So she seems to be a heel, but nobody's cheering for her, so I don't know.
Okay. Okay. She seems to have the WWE universe confused. No holds barred world title match. Christian, Randy Orton. Could this be the final blow off?
It should be. Because I don't want to see them fight ever again. They had amazing matches and then it turned into too many good matches and then they were just boring. I think Christian maybe? Like maybe Christian will retain. Randy Orton will go off the feud with somebody else for a little while.
All right. CM Punk, the champion, versus John Cena, the champion, with Triple H as the special guest referee.
I think that I would like to see CM Punk win, but I think John Cena is going to win, but Triple H is going to screw him over.
Ah, that's exactly what I said. I'm thinking Triple H knows where the money is, and he's going to put that title back on John Cena, because that makes the company money.
Absolutely, and then the future is going to continue, I think.
Okay, all right. One more question for you before we let you go. Is this pay-per-view, if you were spending your money and your money only and not pooling it with friends, is this pay-per-view a buy?
Yeah, it's a pretty good one, actually. I think it's a good one. Normally, I'd say no. Okay. But I think that this one is going to be good. You know, there's a lot of different things that can happen. I mean, it's a lot of singles matches. There's no real stipulations, but I think that this one could be very good.
Okay. On a scale of TNA pay-per-view to WrestleMania, where would you rank this this pay-per-view?
I would rank this pay-per-view probably WrestleMania is a 10 and a TNA pay-per-view is like a negative 5.
Okay. So you put it somewhere in the middle at about a 3.
I'd put it like a six.
All right. Well, we'll see how that pans out. John, we got to get you on this podcast proper. We got to get that schedule worked out so we could do that together. And right now we're actually recording a third podcast. We already recorded our podcast proper, and now you're on the SummerSlam preview podcast. I'm going to put this up tonight after SmackDown because it has SmackDown spoilers. Yes, sir. All right, man. Well, thanks for answering your phone and making this podcast possible and making our dreams come true. All right.
Anytime.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too. Take care.
Later. All right, folks. Well, there you have it. That's John Panapinto. That is his opinions on the SummerSlam. With that, Mike and I are going to sign off. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes. You just type in the Big Splash WrestleCast over there in the iTunes thing, and it will pop up there. You can hit the download button, and then you can hit the 5-star rating thing button there.
Yep.
And you can help us out. You can follow us on the Twit Space at Big Splash Cast, mm-hmm. Where Mike and I will do plenty of tweeting. As they say.
Definitely.
And you could write us emails, and you could ask us questions. You could tell us that we're stupid. You could tell us that we're fantabulous at bigsplashpodcast@gmail.com. We have 6 messages in our inbox. None of them are from you.
Perfect.
So it's time to get some messages in there, people.
Yes.
All right, guys. I'm Steve.
And I'm Mike Capizzo.
All right, guys. And we are out of here.